countrywide on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Caller Gas, celebrating 80 years, bringing energy to Ireland's homes and businesses.
Now, there's been growing concern over the number of years about the stocks of wild salmon in the rivers of the west of Ireland. Salmon return from the North Atlantic each year to breed in the particular river where they were born, and both fishermen and marine scientists have been observing these numbers with both worry and interest. But this year, 2020, being a year like none other, they've observed an increase in the number of fish being caught by anglers. Lorna Siggins travelled to the Moy River in North Mayo to find out more.
Just tread nice and easy just down along here till we get down with it. They haven't leaked yet.
Michael Egan has a particular addiction. He says it's worse than golf. He's just given me a set of oversized waders so that I can witness his skill. He's an expert game angler and a ghillie on the Mount Falcon fishery in County Mayo.
We snap in towards you. Right up and around and out. That's the snap in, up and around, and a forward delivery. So what we have to do then is let the fly fish around till we come back on the dangle. It's known as the dangle down here. So again, we'll just pulse the fly a small bit by rocking the fishing rod.
I'm Stuart Price, I'm the fishery manager at Mount Falcon. So we have 2 miles of water that belongs to the hotel. I've been here since 2006, and indeed the run that we've seen this year, particularly July, would have been probably the best since I've been here, the most amount of fish that we've seen. For July alone, we caught 290 fish from our fishery, which is as many as we caught all last season. So in 1 month, we caught as many as we caught for the whole season.
Oh, here we go.
The thinking around why have we got more fish? There's more fish not only on the Moy, but on lots of other rivers in Ireland, the Blackwater, some of the smaller Spate rivers, but also in Scotland and England, and everywhere seems to have more salmon. So the interesting thing for years, the thought was that the small salmon, the juveniles, the smolts, when they were going to sea, they were dying and not surviving. It seems now maybe they were getting caught as adult fish coming back to the river. So there was no high seas fishing through sort of March, April and May because of COVID and no demand for any of the fish. Plus the factory boats couldn't go out because of the COVID. So it does seem that there has been an issue there that maybe we weren't that aware of. The last 10 years, the average run of salmon on this river, they estimate, and it is only really an estimate, somewhere around 25 to maybe 32,000. They think already this year there's 45,000. So it's a huge step.
Gee, you're nearly across the river there.
Yes, the further you can put it, the more water you're fishing and the better chance of a fish. Would be better if we had a bit of cloud cover. Again, if we're worm fishing or bait fishing, it would be better conditions for the bait fishing. But for the fly, we do need an overcast and maybe a bit of ripple.
So when the sun's out, you're feeling very sad.
Well, it doesn't help us. It doesn't help us. If you hook up a fish, it is you will hear the real sing, you know.
The River Moy rises in Sligo's Ox Mountains and flows southwestward through County Mayo and into the town of Ballina before it reaches the Atlantic via Killala Bay. I'm at the Ridge Pool, that tumbling weir in the middle of Ballina, where Inland Fisheries Ireland Regional Manager Francis O'Donnell explains the significance of the fishery and what he thinks about how well it's been doing this year.
We would have probably about 40,000 salmon returning to this fishery every year, and between 7,000 and 10,000 of those fish are caught on rod and line. And I suppose the fishery generates approximately 10 million to the local economy, so it is a very important fishery.
And this year seems to be a good year from what people are saying.
So far, so good. It is a good year. I mean, the last 14 years, the numbers of salmon returning to rivers along the Irish coast, west coast, south coast and east coast have been in the main down. But we have seen a significant increase in some fisheries. Now, just to be cautious about that, there are fisheries where we feel not enough fish has come into them at this point in time, and we had a significant amount of illegal fishing in the west of Ireland as well. Some of my inspectors and fishery officers had an incident in North Mayo a number of weeks back. They were just carrying out a routine inspection on board a fishing trawler. Two of those officers were, I suppose, for the want of a better word, taken to sea against their will.
Drift netting was banned from 2007, and the salmon didn't seem to recover as much as people expected at the time.
No, we expected, I suppose, an immediate recovery of salmon numbers because there was a significant amount of fish being taken in the commercial drift net fishery at sea, probably 50-60% of the fish returning to the coast. I suppose, really, since that period, we were sort of baffled as to why the numbers didn't increase.
My name is Ken Whelan, and I'm Research Director with the Atlantic Salmon Trust. So there's been a lot of discussion this year in relation to the very good catches of fish that we've seen in recent months along the west coast of Ireland. And people have been asking me, in salmon population terms, what does it mean? Well, I think to answer that, I think we really have to go back to the 70s. And in the 1970s and before that into the 60s, we were probably seeing about 10 million Atlantic salmon in the North Atlantic. That has now very steeply declined to a situation where we're looking at 3 million fish or less. And in the context of Ireland, which was a very major contributor, we're probably seeing a drop of well over a million fish down to about 300,000, possibly less. So any increase is very welcome indeed. We have had the most fantastic fishing conditions along the west coast of Ireland, the sort of conditions that a holidaymaker absolutely dreads. As a result of that, we have seen very fine catches of fish. But we really have to wait until the end of the season when we get the information back from the fish counter assessments, the accurate information on overall catches and so on. So if we can see an upturn in terms of the actual numbers of fish returning from the ocean, and this is sustained over the next 4 or 5 years, that will be fantastic news indeed. And certainly if that is the case, I think we need to be extra careful in terms of making sure that the water quality and the habitat in the rivers is suitable to actually receive these extra fish.
And that was Dr. Ken Whelan of the Atlantic Salmon Trust finishing that report from Mayo by Lorna Siggins.